What's up and welcome to episode, I think it's 65 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. I am here today with the man, the myth, legend. He's back, the Geek Slays. How you doing, man?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty good. I'm a little tired, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So today we're just going to be covering bunch of trade deadline stuff, talk about some of the big trades, talk about the implications of them, what we thought of them, and then we're just going to kind of preview week 9, talk about the games, who we're picking, why we're picking them, and stuff like that. We'll talk about how the Geek and myself are both picking the Packers over the Lions, because why wouldn't you? And yeah, let's just hop right into it, talking about some trade deadline stuff.
Too good.
Hey, they're 1-6. They're 1-6.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Packers
not good
were
enough.
Also supposed to have a good defense, and they don't.
Not
so.
Good enough.
Not good enough.
The Packers only gave up 27 to the Bills, so that gives me hope against the Lions.
Yeah, you gave up 27 to the Bills in the worst game I've seen the Bills play since the Jacksonville game last year.
And it was
year.
Against us. Let's go.
Right, which sucks, because if the Bills positive played thinking. Like that against, you know, Minnesota or Kansas City or Philadelphia, the Bills would get smoked if they played like that on the
Kirk
average
Cousins
day.
Sells, sadly, unfortunately.
Sadly, the Bills get the Vikings during a noon game instead of a late game, so Vikings win.
No.
It's noon, Kirk. Cousins, he is elite.
If that does happen, then
Kirk Cousins is motherfucker on TikTok.
They won't win because of him, but if they do win at all, I mean, come on.
If they beat the Bills, I'm becoming the most toxic Vikings fan, and it's gonna be phenomenal.
Oh man. Speaking of the Bills, they made a trade yesterday. Nyheim Hines is a Buffalo Bill for Zach Moss and some random late round pick in 2023. I think Nyheim Hines is currently running back 1 in Buffalo. What do you think?
I don't.
Okay, Devin Singletary. Whatever. Who cares?
I don't know. I think Hines, they brought him in to be more of a receiving weapon than an actual running back.
He's not that bad of a running back, though. I feel like if they want to take some of the running burden off of Josh Allen, they could just, you know, give the ball to him.
Or they could finally give their second round pick, you know, more than two
sucks.
Carries a game.
Sucks, sadly. He sucks. Could have had.
But also, Nyheim Hines averages 2 yards a carry this year, dude. He's not good. He is a good receiver. He is a bad running back.
But the same as Jonathan Taylor is averaging.
Okay, but
poor guy.
Yeah, no.
Poor guy.
Both line suck, and yeah. But Jonathan Taylor might have been overrated to begin with.
Oh, he definitely was. Fantasy merchant, I'm afraid.
Well, great O-line
merchant.
Carson Wentz merchant,
yeah. That's all right.
Best quarterback that the Colts had since Andrew Luck, and they let him leave.
Yeah.
So that they have Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Who's now benched for Sam Ellinger. So.
Yeah. Also, not good.
No. But Zach Moss is the new running back one in Indianapolis. I'm sure they're excited for a fresh start in the backfield. They finally got their guy.
No, he's playing quarterback for him. Like, can't be worse, right?
Like, Zach, I know you've only ever been a running back, but we're gonna have you play quarterback.
Well, it's just like what the 49ers are gonna have to do. They're gonna bench Jimmy G, make CMC their starting quarterback.
Yeah, dude, 1 for 1, 20 plus yards and a touchdown. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Let's talk about the Vikings trade. Why don't we?
Before we do that.
Yeah,
I want to talk about the Niners. I'm trying to find the exact stat.
Oh, Niners.
But so I don't know the exact amount of days because I can't find the tweet. But the tweet was talking about Christian McCaffrey, it only took him one game in a 49ers uniform, or I guess two games, to throw a touchdown pass of 30-plus air yards. Jimmy G did it in the same game, you know, after how many years of being their starting quarterback, he finally threw his first 30-plus air yard touchdown last week. So CMC is actually the better quarterback.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I'm all deranged with start CMC at QB, because that one stat.
But yeah, let's talk about your Vikings trading for TJ Hockenson.
Yes, sir.
I get it, but I don't get it, because I thought they were going to make a move for a defensive piece, but it's fine, dude. I mean, TJ Hockenson's a great offensive weapon, and they don't really have a flaw in the offense now. So
okay, so I want to talk. Let's go to the defensive weapon thing. Out of the people we saw get moved, no guys in the secondary would have been useful. Not to us. Let's be honest, the Bears weren't trading us Roquan. As great as that would have been, they would not have.
William Jackson, so, man, come on.
He's not better than any corner on the Vikings roster.
Depth.
Cool, just go sign another guy in free agency for depth. I don't care. it doesn't make much sense to me. So the only real defensive piece you could have traded for this year is Bradley Chubb. And I'm sorry, I'm not willing to give up a first-round pick for what would have just been a rental for us, because we couldn't have afforded to re-sign him. Where at least with Hockenson, he's got 2 years left on his rookie deal.
He's going to want a lot of money, though. Let me tell you that. He's going to want a lot. Also, there's no shot. This isn't his third year, is it? Only?
Okay, let me double-check that. I know I read earlier that he still has 2 years left on his deal, but I could be wrong.
It feels like he's been living longer than that.
It does. Been in the same amount of time as Noah Fant.
They went to the same school too, bro. I mean, that was the whole which one's better?
Same school.
Which one's better? And obviously it's TJ Hockenson.
At the time we knew it was Hockenson. Now we know it's Hockenson. It was always Hockenson.
Yeah, I mean, Fant has had his moments, but he's not like...
Oh, Fant's fine, but he's not great. Oh my God. This website is taking so long to load. I'm just trying to figure out his contract, man.
Geek's Wi-Fi strikes again.
It's not my Wi-Fi even. Okay, so Hockenson will make money this year. Yeah, and he's set to make $9.39 million next season.
So he has technically a year and a half on his deal, because half of the season's over. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, at that point, we didn't give up that much. So if we have to let him walk after next year, fine.
I mean, sure. Yeah. I just think that, like, I'm really surprised. I thought that they liked Irv Smith. I know he's kind of sucked this year, but I thought that was like...
Well, he's now on IR, so he's hurt again.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why you trade for Hockenson.
Time in 2 years.
Because he's better and hurt. But also,
when Irv has been on the field, dude can't catch.
He's sucked this year. He is worse than Cole Kmet, which is a low bar, but...
Right. And the other big thing is this is the final year of Irv's rookie contract. He's gone. Irv's no longer a Viking after this year. He's not walking. The Vikings aren't extending an offer.
Knowing his injury history, he probably will never play another game in the Vikings uniform by the time he actually comes back.
The Vikings are hopeful that he can still come back, which... Irv as your tight end too, I'd take that.
How good of a blocker is Irv? Because I know TJ Hockenson is a good blocker. Okay. So that's also
Irv's
a
receiving weapon.
Okay. I think TJ Hockenson is gonna be able to do some crazy cool things with that Kevin O'Connell drawn up run game.
Oh yeah.
That'll be dope.
And the other big thing for this deal, I've seen so many people talking about, were the Vikings really a tight end away from a Super Bowl? No, but there were no defensive pieces we could feasibly go get. There just weren't. At least not that made sense.
But it's not that they got worse. They got better. No.
We needed another receiving threat. We did.
Yeah, because
maybe would I have preferred Brandon Cooks? Maybe, but the Texans probably wanted a first for him, and no.
I mean, yeah, as much as I love him and you love him, Thielen hasn't been great getting open against man coverage this year.
Well, I mean, that's a little misleading. He actually hasn't done a horrible job of getting open. He's the most penalized against receiver, like pass interference and holdings calls.
Yeah.
So teams are just like saying, you are not going to beat us. We're going to force it.
Regardless,
TJ Hockenson has really struggled.
Yeah, TJ Hockenson is probably their, not probably, he is definitely their third receiving option. If not their second, if Thielen keeps getting held and pass interfered and stuff like that. I mean, Hockenson's like, he's young, he's athletic, he can catch the ball and block, which are all things that Irv Smith kind of isn't. He's young, but not the most athletic. Yeah. I mean, he's built, like, he's billed as an athletic tight end, but if you can't catch, it doesn't really get you that far.
Right, I was gonna say Irv Smith is an athletic freak.
He's like Kyle Pitts, but he can't catch. Basically, I mean that's the
kind of.
That's the thing with him, and so yeah, I mean this is a good move. They if they have the opportunity to improve the defense in any way in free agency, I'm not sure who's available. It probably won't happen this year. I think they're just gonna roll with what they got. And the second line of the defense has been awful. I mean Cam Dantzler's having a great year. And, like, nobody expected that, honestly. I mean, at least I didn't.
Well, me and Miller Football did. I just remember it because he did that series where he was talking about, like, a player from each team
who
could be a breakout star.
Yep.
Because I remember him hitting me up about Cam, and I'm like, dude's good. Like we said, he's, like, baby Richard Sherman. Because he's not the fastest guy, but he's just smart. He knows how to be in a good position.
You think he's better than Pat P right now?
That's tough. I would say 95% of the time, yeah.
What's the deal with Booth? Is he like playing?
He's just been hurt. So
I know Lewisine's probably done for a very long time with the injury he suffered, but
wildly, there was video of him walking yesterday without a boot or a cast or anything. So. Dude dealing well, apparently.
I guess so. I mean, wasn't he stuck in London for like a month?
a couple weeks, yeah.
Poor guy.
No, I think the big thing for the Vikings defense, we're not a great defense. As you can tell by the fact that I think
we're giving up
26 points a game.
The offense is just...
The offense is great, and the defense... I think a lot of it is us being old and slow. That's why we give up so many, like, you know, second and third quarter touchdowns. But if you've noticed, every time the Vikings need a play, somebody needs to get a stop, something needs to happen. You know, one of those veteran guys, whether it's Za'Darius Smith getting a sack or Pat Pete or Harrison Smith getting an interception, the veterans are just stepping up in the moments when they need to, which... I'll take, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're not going to suddenly become a top five defense. So as long as we can keep up what we've been doing, you know, don't give up a ton of points. If the game's still close, have one of your veteran leaders go make a play.
I just wonder what the ceiling is with them with Kirk. I'm assuming they can probably still make a Super Bowl with Kirk.
I think
they can make a Super Bowl with Jimmy G. So
win a Super Bowl. With Kirk, they could if they go up against the Bills.
Yeah.
The Bills are the only Bills... team I will say for sure we can't beat in the Super Bowl.
I would say I would still maybe pick the Chiefs, but wouldn't be as confident about it as I would be with the Bills.
Chiefs defense is bad.
I mean, that would be a shootout. So
you can just think that Dalvin and JJ and
that would
now
be a
Hawkins
shootout. Yeah.
Will make play. Yeah, it would.
Mahomes, like, Cousins would statistically, like, out-duel Mahomes. And, like, everyone would be like, oh, maybe Kirk Cousins is good. We need to assign him on this huge extension. And Mahomes sucks.
You've heard me say that before.
Say
whatever
what?
Quarterback wins the Vikings Super Bowl, I'm starting the narrative they're the greatest to ever do it. So,
well, yeah.
If it's Kirk, it's Kirk. I don't care.
did you see my tweet? I actually did tweet something about Drew Lock. Because some Vikings fan quote tweeted like the like look at this new Vikings offense, and this guy quote tweeted and was like, yeah, if they got like a young gunslinger, this offense would be unstoppable. And I just quote tweeted it with a with a gif of Drew Lock.
Stupid Lock to Mini guy too. Dude's a moron.
I've never had any interaction or seen anything from him before that, but as soon as I read Young Gunslinger, I was like, I gotta make a Drew Lock joke here.
I see him pop up on my timeline all the time, and he's just a moron.
Is he, like, a parody terrible. Account, like satire, or is he actually, like, believe the stuff he says?
Hmm.
So he's just a,
yeah.
a general well, NFL Twitter see, user?
He's just, yeah, so there's a clip of the throw from Geno to Tyler Lockett where Lockett drops the touchdown that would have been, like, such an easy walk-in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this guy quote tweeted that video and he's like, Drew Lock has like two of these passes every game in Denver. It's like, no, he fucking didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, even has two I, throws like that per game.
Even I won't be saying that.
And then, yeah, he just goes, this isn't even an exaggeration. It's like, yes, it is, dude.
That's an exaggeration. Drew Lock maybe has had one of those throws in his career. Jerry Jeudy yeah. sold him a little bit, but nowhere near the amount that people will you he did. Yeah, but any other Hockenson trade thoughts before we move on to talking about the Jaguars getting a new weapon for Lawrence?
I love the move. I really do.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
Again, I still don't know how much that raises our ceiling. Just because our it ceiling's kind of
makes your offense a tiny bit better. I mean,
yeah,
a good tight end makes things easier for Kirk Cousins, and that's all you need.
Oh, absolutely. And with the way Kirk has been all year, where you'll watch the game, he's trying to dump it off to Irv or Johnny Munt or Ben Ellefson.
Yeah.
Those dudes can't catch.
Mm-hmm.
They're his safety blankets, and they can't catch. So
yeah.
I'm guessing a lot less three and outs now.
Cause, yeah, because that's the know, thing is like Hockenson's the kind of guy where you can dump it off to him like at a 3-yard check down and he'll get you like seven. Like,
yep.
Like that's like one thing. Like O'Connell's going to find ways to get him open and all Kirk has to do is give him the ball and he'll do the rest. Like he's one of the best run after the catch tight ends, if not the best in the league. Maybe Kyle Pitts, but like he's definitely like up there as like one of the best run after catch guys when it comes to tight ends.
Oh yeah. Out and out.
But speaking of pass catchers that got traded, this one absolutely came. I was not expecting this move at all. Calvin Ridley getting traded to the Jaguars. I love it for the Jaguars. Kind of confused by it from the Falcons, but
why are you confused by it?
I don't know. I may be confused with the wrong word. It's just I really thought they had something good with that receiving core they were building with Ridley coming back, and they would have had Pitts and London in his second year, Pitts in his third, like three like really good, like semi-young, I don't know, Ridley's getting up there a little bit, but semi-young, like good wide receiver core for a quarterback to try and develop if they draft one, or if Desmond Ridder's the guy. I just thought that like they would try and keep that core that was kind of exciting together. But
well, so first big problem. We've known since the trade deadline last year that the Falcons were done with Calvin Ridley. They tried to move him at the deadline, and then they were going to move him in the offseason, but then he got hit that big suspension, so they couldn't trade him. Mm-hmm. We should have known this was coming, and the compensation for it's weird. I didn't know signing an extension with the team could be something that changed the draft pick compensation, but I guess.
Second and a fifth. So weird. And the second's 2024.
Well, like, and it might not be a second, though.
Because it's conditional, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta find the exact details.
One of those picks drops down if he gets cut, which he won't.
Yeah.
But one of those picks drops down if he gets cut. I know that.
Okay, if he gets reinstated by a certain date, then they get a 2023 fifth round pick. If he's not reinstated by that date,
it's a sixth.
It'll be a sixth.
Ooh.
And if he makes the team in 2024, they get at least a fourth rounder. If he hits a playtime milestone, they get a third. And if he signs a long-term deal in Jacksonville,
that's how they get the second? Yep. Oh, that's a lot of steps. man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he will. Yeah. I mean, he's the very clear wide receiver one there.
But it's also tough. Do you re-sign him when he's 30? I don't know.
That's the thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Because he turns 28 this year. He'll be 29 next year. He'll be 30 going in.
So he'll be 29. So he'll be 29 the next time he steps on a football field?
No. Because his birthday is in December. So okay. He'll be 28.
But so he'll be 28 for 2 months. And then...
Yeah.
Okay. Man, that is tough. I don't know if I would re-sign a 30-year-old receiver to a big contract, especially if Jacksonville's trying to keep a young core together.
But there's also the year and more than a year and a half off. You know, it's weird. It's a good move. They needed a weapon, but...
Do you think there's any merit to people saying that this could be like the Stephon Diggs to Josh Allen connection kind of thing for Trevor Lawrence, where this is the guy that he needed? I think it is. I think it's exactly
there's no other guy they can go get.
It's the exact same thing that every organization does for their young budding superstar quarterback, is they get him an elite wide receiver, and it works most of the time. I mean. Yeah.
Well, and it just guaranteed us that Trevor Lawrence is their plan going into next year. There's no...
Oh, yeah. There should have been no doubt about that. Well, yeah, I mean,
people are already going crazy saying, you know, Trevor's the worst quarterback in the draft class.
The narratives after this Broncos game where he's like, oh, he's basically just Zach Wilson with more name recognition. He's basically just like, I'm just like, guys, please watch him play football. I beg of you, watch him play football.
Trevor Lawrence is what Jets fans think Zach Wilson is. Because Jets fans still are trying to say Zach Wilson's great.
Oh, he sucks. Yeah, I mean, I'm completely off the Zach Wilson train. I even made a video about Justin Fields being like miles ahead of him at this point.
Oh, he is, because Justin Fields in the
last
4 weeks
is actually developing. He's actually getting better.
Not like a great quarterback, but he's suddenly become like a competent quarterback.
But he's playing like a guy who'll have a job next year.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. And they're building around him.
He's going to guarantee a second contract if he goes and beats Rodgers later this year.
Basically, if you're an NFC North young quarterback and you beat Rodgers, they're just like, here's a blank check. You're in.
Yeah, pretty much.
It. Especially if you're the Bears.
Why do you think Kirk keeps getting re-signed? He's 4-3 against Rodgers in his career.
Yeah, every year the Vikings don't want to keep him, but then he beats the Packers and like, well, we got to keep him for one more year.
And, oh, God, imagine the contract Kirk will get if he beats the Packers twice in one season.
Which
he
will.
God. Oh, not.
How late do we play?
I don't feel like we split.
How late?
I really don't.
How late do we play? Because you guys might be resting at the point we play, but I don't think it's late enough for that.
We play you guys again.
Is it week 14?
Week 17.
Oh, you guys will be resting.
We get the Bears week 18. No,
you'll definitely be resting against the Bears.
Yeah, we will probably, without a doubt, not play a single starter against the Bears.
But that, I mean. The Packers have been beat by teams who are resting late in the season.
That's fair.
So I don't care about that. Vikings could still beat us with whoever's their backup quarterback.
God damn it. What's his name? Nick Mullins.
Is Nick Mullins really QB too? Like, is he dressed for games?
He's the only QB.
That's so funny.
No, it's wild because Nick Mullins is like weirdly good.
He has his moments for sure.
Oh,
I remember.
I just mean, like, if you look at, because he started a total of 17 games in his career.
Mostly for San Fran, right?
Yeah. San Fran and then one game in Cleveland, I think last year.
Yeah, when they were on that carousel because Baker was there. Yeah.
But, you know, he completes. So, in basically one full season of work in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Completes 65% of his passes, has 5,000 passing yards, 26 touchdowns, 22 picks. That's not great, but...
That's not the greatest ratio, but...
But
I mean,
it's still
I just
not
remember
negative,
when he... So. The first game he came in against the Raiders, he, like, absolutely balled. And...
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, is this guy actually legit? And then, obviously, Jimmy G
might
was
be.
There, but... And...
Maybe he is legit. You never know.
He could be. Crazier things have happened. like Geno Smith this year.
No, going back to the Jaguars, though.
Yeah.
I think they are in a weird spot just because Trevor Lawrence, I don't think, can ever live up to his hype.
No, because people were calling him the next Peyton Manning before he even touched the football field. I mean,
well, because first of all, people take shit too far when it comes to scouting college quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was one of the best quarterback prospects anyone has ever seen. The best prospect since Andrew Luck, and those two are the best prospects since John Elway. That's how it works, because they have all the tools.
Sure.
But when you start getting your name thrown in with Andrew Luck and John Elway right away,
a lot of expectations.
And then you come in and are absolutely terrible year one. Like, it was bad. That's not a good start for you. Especially since you're on the Jaguars, so nobody's ever actually... Nobody that just casually watches football is ever going to sit down and care about a Jaguars game. They're just not.
Nope.
So, this week against Denver was like the first time all year people have actually seen Trevor Lawrence. It wasn't a great showing, but I think people forget he was going up against the best defense in football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are. They're the best overall defense, but they are also the best defense against the pass.
Yep.
By a large margin. You do not get receivers open against Denver.
Nope. That's why every Denver game is boring, is because the opposing team's offense just can't throw the football.
Yeah, and then their own offense can't throw the football because Russ is cooked.
Yep. He had a couple of nice throws on that last drive, but he is cooked, yes.
I don't actually think he's cooked, but I do think they need to get rid of Hackett because he is cooked.
If Hackett survives the entire season, fine. But if he's not gone after this season, they would have to win out and win their division for him to even be justified.
If they win out, get to the playoffs, and Russ goes magical, you never know.
Yeah. He's not a good head coach.
God, give me the Broncos in the Super Bowl. I dare you.
Did you see the video?
Let the Vikings somehow get there and have to face the Broncos. What a win that would be.
Did you see the video of Nathaniel Hackett almost calling a timeout like 10 seconds early and then taking it back?
He's watching the clock and then timeout. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Not yet. Hold on.
And the ref's
oh my God.
The ref's just feels bad for him. It's just fine. I don't care. Also,
you do know the reason why Denver picked Hackett, right?
He's white.
No. They thought they were getting Rodgers, so they brought in Rodgers' guy.
Yeah.
That's literally it was.
They were not getting Rodgers. The Packers are allergic to trades. The Packers are allergic to trades. It's okay.
It'll never be as bad as when McCarthy was their head coach, though.
Unfortunately, we're trending that way, so.
Well, no, because when McCarthy was head coach, he didn't even know the trade deadline happened. At least the Packers knew this time. They're just unwilling
to do anything.
They were the front runners for Claypool, and
I don't care. I didn't want Claypool.
Bears steal him.
I hate Chase Claypool. I wouldn't even cheer for him.
Claypool so bad.
No, I
you
did
wanted
not.
Him so bad. I don't.
I did not. Uh-huh. I was one of the few Packer fans who didn't. I wanted Judy or DJ Moore. I was on those guys' trains. I did not want Chase Claypool
Moore was
that
never
much.
Getting traded. I don't know what you guys are on.
Let me be a delusional fan for once in my life. I've never had to be a delusional fan before. Because every time in my life I said the Packers are good, they usually were. But now,
it's not worth being delusional because it just makes you sad.
I understand you're a Vikings fan and you know this, but let me have my moment. Okay.
No, genuinely just accept that your team is bad. It's better for your mental health.
Man, I don't really care. I mean, I'm a huge Packers fan, but I've watched them make the playoffs every single year of my life, pretty much. I'm okay with a few bad years.
Rodgers was hurt.
It's because Rodgers was hurt.
And at that point, you don't even care. You're not even mad. You're just
I have watched the Packers achieve everything that's on a fan's bucket list. They make the playoffs a bunch. They've won a Super Bowl in my lifetime, and I watched them win a Super Bowl. And that's basically all that's really on a football fan's bucket list at this point. I mean, multiple Super Bowls would be cool, but they'll win another one hopefully sometime before I die.
Brady has really ruined the sport.
How many quarterbacks have more than one ring?
13.
Right. Like, and one of them is Jimmy Garoppolo. Like,
well, it would be 14 if you count Garoppolo.
Oh, okay. Still, 13 quarterbacks, one of which is not Dan Marino, who everyone considers like a top, borderline top 10 quarterback all time. It's like,
I'm double checking.
Man, Rodgers, like, Russ doesn't have more than one ring.
Oh, I was one off. It's 12 or 13 if you count Jimmy G. My bad.
Jimmy G cannot be the only non-starter who has two rings. That's crazy if he's the only backup guy who only has two.
I'm looking it up now. Quarterbacks have won more than one Super Bowl.
Brady, Montana.
See, every list I find that shows the guys with multiple rings doesn't even include Jimmy G.
Yeah, because he doesn't count.
Right, that's my point, though.
He's like, one and he's a starter.
Right, that's my point, though.
Yeah.
Like, they should still include them on the list, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Just so I can see the fucking list. I don't need the starting quarterbacks. Fuck.
We all know Brady has more than one.
Jeez. I don't know if I agree with that. Yikes.
What?
So I'm looking at NFL.com. Adam ranks ranking of the multi-time Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. He has Bob Greasy in last place, you know, the guy who led a team to an actually perfect season. He's last. Jim Plunkett, who wasn't even the starting quarterback for his Super Bowl teams, is next. Then Big Ben, then Eli, which, I don't know. I feel like Big Ben should probably be over him. Then Roger Staubach, then Troy Aikman, then Peyton Manning, then Bart Starr, then Terry Bradshaw, then Elway, then Montana, then Brady. Why is Manning at sixth? He's
Eli?
Better than Starr. He's no, Peyton.
Oh.
He's Peyton's better than Bart Starr. He's better than Bradshaw. He's better than Elway.
As
I'd
much
argue he's better than
as
Joe
I would
Montana.
Love to defend Bart Starr. I hate the plumber argument, but
okay. No, well,
it was at a very different era.
Matter. The argument doesn't matter. What does matter is
Peyton Manning's
Peyton
quarterback.
Is,
yeah, all time.
Yeah,
yes.
Peyton's probably the second greatest quarterback of all time.
Eli Manning will never be low on those lists because he beat the Patriots. That's all people
right?
care about.
Right.
The only reason Tom Brady doesn't have nine rings is because of the Giants, and everyone's like, Eli Manning, Eli Manning,
and Nick
Eli
Foles.
Manning. He would have 10 rings if he'd beaten Nick Foles.
Nick Foles is more impressive, actually.
Yeah, because Nick Foles was a backup quarterback who took over the team for a playoff run, beat the
Oh,
whole...
that's not why.
Oh.
Brady had the greatest quarterback game of all time in a Super Bowl. Like, actually, greatest quarterback game in the playoffs in that
he
game.
He sucks.
540 yards. What did he have? Four touchdowns and Nick Foles out-dueled Brady?
I mean, that defense was nasty, too, but yeah.
Well, that defense was nasty. Yeah, that's why it gave up 45 points to Brady.
Brady. I mean, in the end, they made the game-winning play, so. I mean, there was a chance Brady drives down the field and does.
I didn't know the defense scored on Philly.
That is not the game-winning play. That was, like, in the first quarter, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm talking about, like, the strip sack or whatever. Brady fumbled. Yeah. That was... I mean, they beat, like, the Red Hot Vikings, who... Case Keenum.
Yep.
I mean, they're coming off, like, the best win in Vikings history, probably. Like, the best game in Vikings history.
Maybe.
And then Case Keenum versus Nick Foles didn't end well, but it certainly was a good matchup in its own retrospect before the game.
It started off good. You know, Keenum led the Vikings down, scored right away. It was like, oh, we feeling it.
Let's see where they are.
We get the ball back and then threw a pick. And then Case never figured it out after that. Vikings were the 2 seed.
Okay, so they were, that was back before, so they were on a bye. Yeah. Man.
Yep, bye week, beat the Saints, go to Philly and lose. Because if you remember, we would have been the first team to play a Super Bowl at home.
At home,
year.
Yeah. I do think, I don't really think there was much of a chance that Case Keenum beat Tom Brady if it did come down to that. But
our defense was better than Philadelphia's.
But Blake Bortles almost did it.
In every metric.
So, I mean.
And, yeah, Blake Bortles almost beat Brady.
Should have.
And Bortles didn't have any offensive weapon equivalent to what the Vikings had. Not
Stephon,
one.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen. Technically, Dalvin Cook was on the team, but
don't talk. Who's the, I don't even know who the receivers were for the Jaguars during that run.
Was it like, let's see.
Allen Robinson, was he there at that point?
I don't know if he was. Jags, Pitts.
I don't think Marvin Jones was there yet. I think he was still a Lion.
Yeah, he was. He was still a Lion. I gotta look now because it's bugging
man.
Me.
Who are those receivers?
Oh, wide receiver one was Allen Hurns.
Oh, I forgot about Allen Hurns.
Yeah. Way back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Allen Hurns, Corey Grant, Marquise Lee, Keelan Cole, Dede Westbrook.
Is that before
Shark?
Oh, yeah,
that was when Brandon Cooks was on the Patriots, too.
Is that before Shark?
Yeah, it was before Chark.
Hmm. The Good more you God. Know. Yeah.
Yeah, because they had Leonard Fournette and TJ Yeldon as their running backs.
Oh my gosh, TJ Yeldon. That's
yeah,
a
it's been a while since you heard that name.
Yeah.
Oh, you
definitely.
Want some more names you haven't heard in a while?
Miles Jack.
What about
that guy?
Malik Jackson?
Oh,
he's
Malik
in.
Jackson.
Isn't Miles Jackson on this? Dealers.
Yeah, but I haven't heard his name once this year. Is he hurt or something?
Fair.
I don't know.
No idea. Barry Church was on that defense.
Oh, Barry
Church. So was
Church.
Paul Puzlesny.
Yeah. Good old Paul.
Marcel
yeah.
Darius, a top 3 pick in the draft for a different team, but yeah. AJ Boye, that guy fell off a cliff.
Okay.
He was good once.
Miles Jack has
what
played every game this year and has 43 tackles, which is 11th.
That's not
in
bad.
The league. Yeah.
All right. They're not very impactful tackles, apparently.
No, because they suck. Let's talk about week 9, shall we?
All right.
You ready to talk about some?
Actually, no. I think we're kind of forgetting about the biggest trade that happened.
The Chubb one?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about that one? I've kind of lost track of what we actually have talked about.
I think the reason you're thinking we talked about Chubb was I brought him up when we were talking about the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was the only defensive guy we could have traded for, and that made zero sense. So
my main takeaway from the Dolphins trade deadline moves is that they're going, like, this is the year. Like, they're doing it.
Yeah, they,
like,
they
Jeff Wilson, who is very, very much better than what people will tell you he is, for sure. I'm telling you that. I think Jeff Wilson's awesome. And
he's baby CMC, and that's what they needed.
And Bradley Chubb is, like, fills, like, a huge hole on defense, which is the pass rush.
Yep.
So, I mean, they gave up a first, which I think's a little steep. And it's,
I don't,
and
you're going to have Niners first. It's going to be a late-round pick.
They traded,
I'm sorry,
no.
Anyone you would have drafted better than Bradley Chubb?
They traded away the Niners pick. They forfeited their own, remember?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I said they traded the Niners pick. That's
right,
going to be a late pick.
Yeah.
Is anybody you're going to get picks 25 to 32 better than Bradley Chubb?
You never know.
I can promise you they're not.
I'm just very, very scared Chubb's going to get hurt and not even be available for the playoffs.
Valid. That's valid.
He's unfortunately, as sad as it is to say, he's injury prone. Like, you hate it when a guy just can't
I don't know what injuries he's had, because that's not always
the thing about him is that he's never had the same injury twice, which is good.
Right, which means it's not injury prone per se.
He just kind of gets hurt a lot.
Yep. It's a little different. You know, if it was, you know, a collarbone all the time, or, you know, like Odell with having ACL surgeries,
or Rodgers, knees, whose collarbone's basically just a sugar cube at this point.
Yeah. Like, at least it's just random freak stuff. So, and maybe not playing at altitude will fix that. You are more prone to injury at altitude. That is an actual thing. So,
yeah. I think the Broncos. I think the Broncos are kind of doing this because their own first round pick is belonging to Seattle, so they got to be picking in the first round with the way they're playing right now. Like, they got to get somebody in the first round, I think.
I don't know. When I made my video talking about it, I said I didn't understand why the Broncos did it, but I guess I do.
They don't want to pay him.
This is the last year of his contract, and they don't want to give him $25 million a year. I don't know if they can afford to pay him.
No, they're pretty deep into, like, the cap because of Russ.
Yeah,
and they're gonna have to pay one of their receiver trio very soon. Whether it be Patrick. Actually, Patrick just signed an extension. Or was it Sutton? One of those two just signed an extension. I think it was Patrick. Yeah.
But they're going to have to sign one of the other two.
They're going to have to pay Sutton or Judy. And I have a feeling they're not going to pay Judy because he's been underwhelming. I wouldn't pay Judy. Sutton, I would. I think Sutton's good.
I wouldn't pay either of them. Neither of them are that good.
And they already have Tim Patrick under... And they already have Tim Patrick under contract, and I like Tim Patrick, so if they want to let those two walk and just take their odds in the draft of free agency, I guess I wouldn't mind that. And they just need to be really, really smart with their money, and the Broncos don't seem like they're going to be a team that's going to be smart with their money. I don't know.
Probably not.
Because they did what they did with Russ, who's under contract until 2028, dude. Oh, gosh. 6 more years of this. Oh, man. How many head coaches do we think Russ has in his time in Denver?
At least two.
Yeah, at least two.
Hackett ain't sticking around.
No.
I hope.
But their pass rush got significantly worse is the thing. Like,
did it though?
It definitely got worse. You can't just lose Bradley Chubb and be like, oh, we didn't get worse at all. We're fine. Like, it got worse.
I mean, so, I don't know.
Randy Gregory's been good, and Baron Browning's been great. Both have been very good. But
I think...
And then they traded for that one Jets guy who's been okay. So...
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
It is.
Broncos are dumb. Pretty funny.
That's basically the gist of this trade, yeah. What were they thinking?
No one knows.
But yeah, let's. I don't think we missed any major trades, as far as I know.
No, I think that was the big one.
Let's move on to Week 9. Let's talk about the two games that our two teams are playing first and foremost. Your Minnesota Vikings have the Taylor Heineke-led Commanders, who are on like a 3-game win streak. Are you nervous? You shouldn't be.
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
But you're in FedEx Field. Anything can happen at FedEx Field.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? Kirk's revenge game.
Oh, brother. Here he goes.
No,
It's been years.
Yeah, but I think this is his first time back at FedEx.
The Commanders are going to be motivated because they're getting sold. That's
or they're
theory.
Not going to be motivated because they don't care.
That's true. I mean, this is a good test for your secondary. Terry McLaurin's been an absolute maniac these past couple of weeks. So,
yeah. So this is Kirk's second time facing Washington.
To Did he beat them the first time?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
So
he's had his revenge game. He's beaten them.
Well, but that was in Minnesota. Oh. He gets to return to
Return to Washington.
Yeah,
what it's a his warm revenge. Welcome for the guy who took him to the playoffs. Yes.
Oh, sir. He will absolutely not get a warm welcome.
Oh, they
not
hate
at
him.
All.
You like that?
He's going to get so booed. But you know what I can't wait for? Because Kirk Cousins does it at least once a year. He did it to Zimmer last year when they beat the Lions on the walk-off field goal. And, you know, he pushed them all aggressively and yelled, "You like that?"
Mm-hmm. He'll do it if they beat him. He'll walk down those Washington tunnels.
He's screaming at the fucking cameras. You like that? 11 o'clock Kirk is going to be a blast.
He will be, yeah.
But yeah, I'm not
him.
Worried at all.
Yeah, you're going to smoke
him. Yeah, not even. yeah, Terry McLaurin's probably going to have a big day. Maybe.
Honestly, dude, the Vikings pretty much clinched this division with a win and a Packers loss. It's pretty much over.
Point. Wouldn't we be 5 games up at that point? There's no.
You would be 6-7-1, and we would be 3-6.
So we'd be 5 losses better, but 4 wins. So 4.5 games.
You'd be like 4.5 games for the division lead. Unless the Bears won, then you'd be 3.5 because the Bears.
How are you guys in the division? Oh, you're 1-3. Oh, no, that's home and away. Never mind.
We are
like, Jesus.
1-1 so far. Because we got blown out by you guys and then took care of the Bears on Sunday night. I think we'll beat the Lions. We want to transition
that
into that
tough.
Game a little bit.
Yeah,
I think we're going to beat the Lions.
We're talking about Vikings commies. Doesn't matter.
The Lions offense, genuinely, I it does scare me because our defense has been underwhelming. But
yeah. And the
Lions defense, if there was a defense that we could possibly, just possibly get a turnaround game for the offense, it would be the Lions. Like, their defense is trash. But it.
Well, no.
Because
Jeff Okuda clears, sadly.
Well, I'm not saying Okuda's bad, but their defense is awful. You know this.
Oh, it is. No. Like, it's the worst defense in football.
Romeo is really starting to impress me. Like, that Bills catch. He's going to be a He's not going to be Devontae Adams, but he's going to be that guy who kind of just like Rodgers is just like, okay, I like you. You're getting 1,000 yards this year. Like,
he might be that guy in 2 years because we've already seen he doesn't have the football IQ to actually be good yet.
Oh, no. He's a rookie. I mean, come on. I'm not expecting.
Okay. But there's also certain times where it's like, I get you're a rookie, but you're a moron. Like the 2 weeks ago against the, was it QB, against the Jets?
Justin Fields.
When?
Yeah, it was probably against the Jets.
When we had the, he ran the route where you break. So, you know, you started as a post, you break outside, and then you cut back in. Mm-hmm. Only when he cut out the first time, there was not a defender within 50 yards of him. So Aaron, doing what Aaron Rodgers does, goes,
anticipates
oh, he
that he'll stay.
That just go that way, and then he doesn't. So it looks like Aaron's throwing to nobody.
Okay.
When really, Dom is just dumb.
And I'm going to say this now. Aaron Rodgers has not been that bad this year.
No, he's been really good. So is Brady. They've both been five quarterbacks.
This whole they're both washed thing is only because their teams aren't that good.
Well, and because you see plays like that Dobbs play where it does look like Aaron just missed.
Because red zone will show you like the throws where it's like, oh, this could have been a big play, but a missed throw or whatever. Like,
or, you know, you get Sammy Watkins giving up on a ball.
Yeah, on a route that would have been a genuine pass. It would have been, it's either he catches that or it's pass interference. Those are the two options there. They're getting the yardage no matter what. Like, Rodgers, everyone's like, oh, Rodgers is washed. It's like, Rodgers is putting a ball where the receiver should be. The receiver's just not there.
Right? It was one of those things I said yesterday during the trade deadline stuff. I was like, the Vikings should just call Green Bay and offer him Kirk and 2 first-round picks for Aaron because we're guaranteed to win a Super Bowl if we get him this year.
Yeah, because Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, no matter if they are anything, they are smart. So
right?
They'll actually just be like, hey, I'm standing here with nobody around me. Let me stand here until Aaron sees me. Because yep. Kirk Cousins would be like, check down, check down, check down, check down.
See, Kirk this year has actually been
he's a little bit more confident. That part. Yeah. He's a little bit more confident.
You can also tell his efficiency is so bad now.
It's because he takes more risks. Yeah. Like
right. So it's like, yeah, what's better? Do I want efficient Kirk?
Like, there's games like that. And there's games like the Bears game where he like ding ding dunked his way to 14 for 14 or something like that.
Oh yeah. Like he can dink and dunk his way to whatever. But then there's games like the Packers game where, you know, he just kind of chucks it around the field. It's like, I want games like the Packers game from Kirk, but we haven't gotten another one of those. We had that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but I expect the Packers to either lose in a really stupid way or win. Those are my two options. I don't foresee them getting blown out by Detroit. But I just feel like they'll probably lose on a game-winning field goal or something like that. But this is the first game besides maybe the Giants game where I'd be genuinely like fuming if they lost.
See, and I wouldn't if I were you. I wouldn't be fuming because I definitely think there's a very high likelihood that you lose.
I know there's a very high chance, but this is the 1-6 Detroit Lions. I don't want to lose to a team that's 1-6. Like, please.
The thing is, I'm taking the Lions because they're at home. That's it. That's all. That's what I'm going with. That's
like, we lost at Ford Field last year with Jordan Love at the helm.
Well, no, Rodgers started the entire first half, and you guys got blown out, and then they benched Rodgers at half. Even though it was a game where we thought they were going to rest
because
their starters,
we were the one seed, and they didn't rest him for some reason.
Well, because you don't want two bye weeks. Your team would have sucked. You sucked after one bye week. Like,
yeah, we had one.
Imagine
bye
how
week.
Much worse it would have been if we had two.
A team from California marched into the snow and beat us. So I don't want to hear it.
Because you had a bye week. You don't want a bye week.
That's why the Packers are going to the Super Bowl this year is because they'll be like the seventh seed.
No, they're going to be like the 12th seed and miss the playoffs.
No, stop. Don't.
Dog, I'm sorry.
You don't
it's
even
over.
Believe that.
I actually
biased.
Do.
You don't believe that.
No,
you know they'll
I
make the
actually,
playoffs. You know they'll
will
make the
you?
Playoffs. You know.
Will you?
Don't be silly. You know
okay.
they'll make the playoffs.
So, Cowboys and Giants are ahead of you by like four games.
Giants will blow it. You know they'll blow it. They'll choke.
The Giants only have to finish with the same record as you. They have to lose four more games than you do the rest of the season. I don't.
And they
see
will.
That happening.
Packers are winning out. Giants are losing out. Simple as that.
You're not running the table.
They go
6-10.
We go 12-5.
It's not happening.
Simple as that. And we win the division.
Then, when you look, no. Like, right now, let's look. Let's count how many teams have a better record than the Packers. The entire NFC East. Almost the entire NFC West.
Fake
the Cardinals
news.
Just are tied. So, I'm still going to call
actually
that a full
think
eight.
The Cardinals are better than the Packers.
Yeah, so there's a full eight teams, and then the Falcons are better, so there's nine, and then the Bucks and the Saints have the same record. Shit, so do the Bears, and I think the Bears have looked like a better football team than the Packers for the last 3 weeks.
Might even take the Falcons.
Right, I don't know. The Packers are probably missing the playoffs, dog.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm so sad. It's fine. It's whatever. I'll just cheer for the Giants in the playoffs. I'm a Daniel Jones believer.
Oh, you gotta go back to your roots and cheer for the Vikings.
That's true. I did. No, I was originally
root
a Vikings
for the
fan
team that
of
never
AP.
Wins.
Yeah.
Root for the team that never wins. They gotta get one someday, right?
I literally hate all the AFC teams that would be in the Super Bowl. So I'd probably be cheering for the Vikings if they made it. Because I'm from like an hour away from Buffalo. Buffalo fans are annoying, and I hate them. And it's kind of the same reason why you hate Denver. Because like everybody around you when you grew up was liked Denver. Same thing with like the Bills. Like I grew up with people who were like, who like are less overly optimistic and annoying about the Bills, and then they always end up choking anyway.
Yeah.
As much as I hate the Vikings, the only team that's like a legitimate contender in the AFC that might make the Super Bowl that I would cheer for over the Vikings probably like the Ravens. And even they would probably choke at some point. Chargers aren't that good. Well, they're good, but I don't think they're good.
I think the Ravens would just be screwed by the fact that they have no weapons.
Yeah.
Outside of Lamar. And like, yeah, they have Mark Andrews, but how many safeties in the league do you want covering Mark Andrews over Harrison Smith? Like, you got the best
option, maybe one or two.
Safety. Eric Kendricks would do great against him too. Actually, probably better than Harry because he's bigger.
I think,
and just as good in coverage.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about any games that intrigued you. Week 9 kind of sucks, but are there any games besides the two our team games that kind of strike you a little bit?
So, early slate, we have the Chargers at the Falcons. I'm currently going through and trying to do my picks now, and all I know is this is the game I'm stuck staring at, and I don't really know.
Because this is one of those games that the Chargers very well could lose.
The Chargers are playing so bad lately.
Their kryptonite is a team with a good run game, which the Falcons have. And they've had without Cordarrelle Patterson, who is coming back this week. So,
oh, is CP back? Let's go.
Yeah, he got designated to start practicing just today. So hopefully, maybe he won't come back this week. But
Did you see the fuck up I did, by the way? This just reminded me of it.
I don't think so, no.
In your fantasy league.
Oh,
I accidentally added. So I was trying to figure out how to like do something, and I accidentally added Lamar to my watch list. So I went into my watch list and just clicked the remove button to take him off the watch list, and it dropped him from my team.
You got him back though, right?
No, because the way you have waivers set up, he hits waivers. So I won't know until Friday. Somebody else is going to claim him. Even though I put in the chat there that didn't mean to do that.
I will fix it if somebody else gets him.
Okay.
I will use my commissioner powers because nobody would intentionally drop him.
No, it's like that was not on purpose.
A top three fantasy quarterback.
Let alone drop him and not pick anyone else up.
Yeah, if you were to drop him, you would drop him and pick up like another guy who's like trending up. Like,
right? It's like I didn't pick up anybody. It was just a misclick, and I was pissed. It's like, fuck, that is so not ideal.
Yeah, but
like I could have done this in my league where I could just get him back for myself really quick.
Chargers Falcons it seems kind of a trap game for the Chargers where they're like, man, this is a game where the Chargers turn it around, and the Falcons are just like, we're gonna run for 300 yards against you, and there's nothing you can do to stop us.
Dude, I'm struggling. Part of me wants to go Atlanta.
And the Chargers offense really isn't that great. Their receiving weapons are old and slow, and they don't have anybody who really is like a consistent deep threat. It's just like Austin Eckler is kind of a fantasy merchant. He's good, but like, I don't know, man. Like, he's never had a game where he's had more than 20 carries. Like, they don't have him as a workhorse. I don't know, man. They're missing Rashawn Slater. The offense is a little sluggish. Yep. I don't know. It just seems like a game that the Falcons are going to come out to win. Yeah. I don't know if I'll end up picking them, but they're definitely on the radar. You want to know my hot take?
I need to up that pick, so I'll take it.
I think my upset pick for the week, as much as I love them, as much as I love their quarterback, I think the Texans are going to shock the Eagles on Thursday Night Football tomorrow.
No shot.
It just seems like one of those trap games. It happens to every undefeated team at some point. And everyone's like, oh, well, the Eagles are basically already 7-0 because they're playing the Texans this week. Like, oh, what a terrible game on Thursday Night Football. The Eagles are going to blow out the Texans. I just feel like we're setting this up for failure. The Eagles are going to win, most likely. But I I might pick the Texans just for fun.
Fair.
I just want to have fun with it, man.
How did I just do that?
What'd you do this time?
So I'm back on fantasy stuff because looking at things. No. For some reason, Darren Waller was in free agency. Like, not on waivers, just out there.
Hmm.
And
my league?
George Kittle is on my league.
Oh. That makes sense.
Dude, I'm so pissed. In your league, I gotta bring this up. In your league, I'm 7-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
My roster, normally, right now, I have no quarterback. I refuse to put one in until I get Lamar back. I've decided that if somehow I don't, I'm just done with that league. I'm never touching it again. So
I mean, you're going to get Lamar either way. I'm just going to use commissioner power. But yeah.
I didn't know if you would, because I needed to talk to you about it. I was going to see what happened to pick you up. But after that, right now, because Saquon's on a bye week. So Saquon would normally be my running back one.
Sure.
Then I have James Robinson, DJ Moore, Justin Jefferson, Dallas Goedert, Kadarius Toney, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling. That team is 7-1. I lost one time. My team in my league, I still have Lamar. I have Dalvin Cook. I have Alvin Kamara. D-Hop, Justin Jefferson, Darren Waller, Kenneth Walker, Adam Thielen. On the bench, I have Cordero Patterson, Ezekiel Elliott, Keenan Allen, Odell, Mike Thomas, DK Metcalf, and George Kittle. And that team is 4-4.
You must have had a phenomenal week last week, though. This past week with Kamara and D-Hop. I broke 200 on my Dynasty League last week, 210.
I should have broke 200. I was at 186, and I had Daniel Carlson, my kicker, gave me zero because Raiders. And also, I had DK and Devin Duvernay on the bench. So if I would have started either of them, even over Justin Jefferson because he had a bad week, would have been...
Yeah, because last week for me, 209.5. Jalen Hurts, Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, who both scored 35+, AJ Brown, who had 30, like close to 40 points. If Sutton had scored more than 2 points, I would have had a lot more. Firemuth had 9.7, ETN had 25, Thielen had 12.7, McPherson had -1, and then the Seahawks defense had 14.
Jesus. In my league, you put up 198.8.
I did. I was very close in that league, too, because of Tyreek Hill and Derrick Henry, mostly. And Travis Etienne, because I drafted him in like every dynasty league I'm in, because I knew it. I knew it was going to happen at some point.
Yep. That's why I have James Cook on every team I have.
Yeah, because it's going to happen at some point, right? Like,
yep.
Hopefully.
Now, will he be that good? Who knows? But that's also why I have Ken Walker. He's already great. But it was one of those, you know, it's going to happen at some point.
Oh, and Ken Walker's phenomenal. like, come on now. He's phenomenal. Yeah. Like,
by the way, how did Malik Willis play last week? I did not see any of it.
You want to know how Malik Willis played last week? Let me just read you some stats.
I'm looking up the stats now because I'm intrigued.
Wow. He threw the ball 10 times and threw a pick. Derrick Henry carried the ball 32 times for
6 of 10 for 55 yards.
So he completed 60% of his passes, 55 yards, one pick, which I don't think was his fault. I think I watched it. I don't think it was his fault.
I don't know.
They just don't. But they were just like, hey, you're not going to throw the football. We're going to give Dontrell Hilliard 8 carries. We're gonna run the ball a total of 45 times, including Malik Willis's runs. So, and the receivers, nice. 2 catches for 26 yards was their best receiver, and he's on my fantasy team, and I hate him. Trevor Woods. Screw that.
Ah, Yes.
Because he's been kind of solid this year. And now all of a sudden he's not. All right. Any other games that catch your eye before we wrap?
In the battle of mid, that is the Bucks versus Niners.
Sure.
It's Rams. Not Niners. Rams versus Rams.
I was going to say,
Sorry.
Yeah.
Brain kaput.
Washed.
Who wins the
washed?
Battle of mid?
I think the same argument can be made against both teams. Offense looks bad. Both defenses are good.
Are they?
I don't know. The Rams defense might not be that good.
And I just, the Rams defense way better than the Bucks, especially now that they lost what's this fuck?
I think the Rams will probably end up winning because I don't think the Bucks will be able to contain Cooper Kupp as we saw in the divisional round last year. I don't think it changes.
Well, and now they don't have Ryan Jensen to
Stop Aaron Donald
or Allie Marpet. Yep.
It's not like
their receivers have been bad, so I don't know.
Like Mike Evans is good, but like Jalen Ramsey's got that. He's fine. And Chris Godwin is good, but like he might get some catches. I mean he's like
Julio's outplayed him when Julio's on the field, so
I mean
Godwin's
the
regressed.
Rams like I don't know, dude. The Rams don't neither of these teams move me at all, but I had to pick.
No, that's why I picked the Bucks.
Probably
I picked the Bucks because they're at home. That's it.
That might be the only reason. Yeah, I'll probably end up going Rams because I trust their defense a tiny bit more, and I don't think the Bucks are going to be able to contain Kupp.
Oh, fuck. You're making me question my life here.
The problem is that the Rams don't have a run game. So if their passing offense doesn't work, nothing's going to work for them, and that's
you know what the
how the Bucs
should have
end
done
up winning. Is traded for Jeff Wilson. Honestly,
no. They should have signed that one guy, the one guy who Pro Football Reference says one of his nicknames is Purple Jesus. Rams should have went out and signed Purple Jesus, the 37-year-old Adrian Peterson. He'd be better than any running back on their roster right now.
He turned Daryl Henderson into prime Marshawn Lynch.
Dude, what is it with that? So I was listening to Stay Hot, and they were talking about this. And I remember talking about it last year because Adrian Peterson showed up in Seattle, and Rashad Penny went from draft bust to the most efficient running back
in the NFL. I mean, it makes sense. Young developing running back meets veteran who was at his best consistently one of the if not the best running back in football over and over again. Like
it constantly happens.
Yeah, because he knows everything there is to know about the. Yes, the Steelers. That's what I'm saying. The Steelers should bring
Jerome
back
Bettis.
Jerome Bettis.
So, dude, I'm sold on Najee. He's bad.
Oh, he's bad.
He's so not good. I was calling it last year because he was so inefficient. And everybody's like, no, it's the O-line. It's the O-line. Completely ignoring the fact that the big bruiser-style running back is running away from people. He refuses to lower his shoulder.
I'm assuming you saw the play against the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Awful. Awful.
Dude.
230-pound running back. With 3 yards of space, only needing like four, with two cornerbacks converging on him, and he decides to,
juke, spin, and then that was awful.
The fact that he gained nothing on that play is impressive. Like it's impressive that he was able to gain nothing out of that play.
Or even the Steelers, go sign Adrian Peterson. You don't even have to play him that much, but just let him teach Najee.
Put somebody in a room with Najee, lock him in there, and have him repeat the words, "You are 230 pounds," over and over again to him until he gets it through his head that he can just run through people.
So
exactly what happened with Derrick Henry. They're just like, Derrick, you are a monster of a machine. Derek, you were a monster of a man. You were an alien. just hit somebody, please.
Yeah.
Like, and now Derrick Henry is one of the best running backs in the league. So, not saying Najee will be, because he won't be, because he sucks, but.
No.
Najee doesn't have any redeemable quality.
He also just doesn't seem to have any juice
Whereas Derrick Henry had good qualities, he just didn't use his, like, talents right.
His best one? Yeah.
His best one? Like, but everybody knew, like, oh, man, there's some serious, like, skill here and potential with Derrick Henry. But with Najee, you're like, even if you ran through people, that doesn't change the fact that he has no vision, no burst.
Right.
Like, no juice whatsoever, like you said. Like, just because he's running through people doesn't mean he's going to be, like, a talented running back. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Alabama running backs, man. I'm really getting Trent Richardson vibes
Josh Jacobs. He's been good. I mean, I love Josh Jacobs.
Derrick Henry is still the best Bama running back, and not really close.
It's like Henry. There's some good ones in the league. Damien Harris, Henry, Jacobs.
I like B-Rob.
Yeah.
Brian Robinson. But I genuinely question, do I like him as a player, or do I just like the story? I'm not sure.
He's not, like, phenomenal. But he definitely does show some signs. I think he should definitely be the RB1 in Washington.
I don't know. Gibson's played well. I don't know.
Yeah, Gibson's starting to kind of earn that spot back, though. Yeah, you're right.
That team's weird.
They're going to be running back by committee for most of the year, probably.
Yeah, because their best running back is actually their quarterback. His name's Vanilla Vic.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
He was the original Vanilla Vic. I know people are trying to call Daniel Jones that now. No. It was Heinicke. Because that trend started in the playoff game, his first career start, the playoff game against the Bucks, where, you know, he's laying it all out on the line, nearly beating the GOAT, which was phenomenal.
You want to know what my favorite part of watching primetime games is now? Is every week, I think you've talked about this, every week on the primetime games, they'll find a way to be like, yeah, these NFC teams are really good. They're like on a whole different level than, I don't know, the Vikings, like, just for example.
Dude,
I saw your TikTok video.
I was so pissed.
Because I was watching the Packers game, and they were just like, I mean, the Eagles are really good, but, like, the Vikings are good, but, like, they're just, like, on a whole separate tier from these other guys. Like,
right? Like, it's not even the Eagles that pisses me off, because the Eagles are on a different tier.
Oh,
we
yeah.
already saw those two teams play.
They're on a different tier than everybody. That.
But you do not get to tell me the 49ers are a real contender, but the Vikings aren't. You don't get to tell me that.
My favorite part of that TikTok video was people in the comments trying to defend Jimmy G, like, but Jimmy G's been to the NFC Championship game.
Jimmy G, or try to make me out, taking my words and making them something entirely different. Like, oh, you don't think that Jason Garrett and Chris Sims should talk football because they lost their jobs in the NFL, so why should you have an opinion? You've never worked in the league. It's like, that wasn't my point at all.
Yeah.
I'm saying stop listening to them just because they were in the league once. That doesn't mean they know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if Chris Sims has ever made a good point. And no. Jason Garrett's a moron.
I hate Jason Garrett, yeah.
whole stance has always been just because you played football doesn't mean you understand football.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you were never in the league doesn't mean you don't understand football.
Sure.
It's not, yeah, like, Jesus. But yeah, the national media has always hated the Vikings. Watch Red Zone and notice how even when the Vikings score, it's not always shown.
When's the last time you heard the name Fran Tarkenton on a broadcast of any kind?
Never, and he's the greatest quarterback of all time. That's not fair, but he did create the modern quarterback. He was the prototype.
He was. I'll give him that.
Patrick Mahomes is what Fran Tarkenton was.
Fran Tarkenton was just what everybody thinks Patrick Mahomes is.
Right. Well, no, I'm not even kidding, though. He retired as the greatest quarterback of all time, other than he didn't win any rings.
Which, but he come back to bite him in today's NFL media.
Right. Well, yeah. Today's NFL media says no. Today's NFL media would say Dan Marino's not a Hall of Famer, which
excuse
is wild.
Me, sir. We're talking about the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Excuse me, sir, but what about that one guy who, like, who played for the Vikings? Remember Fran Tarkenton is, like, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. How many rings does he have? None. Oh, he's not even top 50. Like, talk about.
Yeah, it's like that doesn't even make sense. The logic behind that shit is wild. It's almost like football's a team sport.
It's even more prominent like the NBA.
Well, like, in the NBA it makes a little more sense because one player can have that big of an impact.
Yeah, but like there's guys like Jimmy Butler where I'm just like I don't discredit him too much for not having a ring.
Oh, fair.
Like he tried his best in against that Lakers team. He really did everything he could. He played 48 minutes in like game 5 of that series.
Well, I mean even in the playoffs last year.
Like, yeah. He had like a 40-year-old Kyle Lowry running around with him, just like,
yeah, and he was still great. Like,
yeah,
Jimmy
was phenomenal. Yeah,
he's always been that dude. I've been saying this since his stint in Minnesota, because he's always been that guy.
Yeah, always.
God, I miss Minnesota, Jimmy Butler.
Don't we all?
I will never forget the day of that fucking report.
The practice, yep.
Yeah. You fucking need me. You can't win without me.
And they
God, I love
for
that
a
guy.
Long time.
He was right. He was right. He had to go get D'Lo and Anthony Edwards. And
even then, they don't
we're
look great
still
this
not
year,
winning
so.
That much.
Yeah.
Well, we're still trying to gel, okay? You know?
Yeah.
Playing 2 7-footers is weird. That takes some getting used to.
That is true. Yeah. 2 7-footers who could not be more different from each other in the way they play basketball.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Cat's jacking up threes while Rudy Gobert is like struggling to like make a layup.
Like, right. Yeah. Rudy Gobert's stat line last night against the fucking Suns was 7 points, 9 boards,
oh my
3.
Gosh.
Then there's Cat, 24, 10, and 7.
And they could literally be playing, both be playing center, but one of them isn't. And one
oh, they play both of them constantly. Cat basically has moved to power forward now.
Yeah.
Which fits better with Cat's style of
you
play?
Saw that,
so
you saw
I,
that
I,
meme, right? That one meme, it's like the picture of like the kid dribbling between his legs, and it's like, Cat, now that Rudy Gobert is going to play center.
Right? Yeah. Well, I mean, and now I got to look what he's averaging for assists on the year.
Gobert?
No, Cat. Cat's averaging 5.5. So he's averaging 6 assists per game right now. Cat has taken over as the primary ball handler.
Yeah,
apparently.
Pretty much. D'Lo can't do it.
Oh, he just needs to bump his field goal percentage up by 3, his 3-point percentage up by 5, and his free throw by 0.5. And we can have the first 50-40-90 center of all time.
Yes, sir.
Oh, if that happens, I'm going to be so obnoxious. Cat is the real best center in the NBA. Fuck that Jokic guy. He sucks.
Yeah.
He ever done that was any good. Think he was Cat? And then Embiid, even when he's healthy, like, what does he do? Yeah, he'll give you 30 points and 20 turnovers and
Embiid,
10 crying on the floor.
I've cooled on Embiid a little bit after this year. He's been rough.
Has he been mid?
He looks like he doesn't care. Like, he seems like, I don't know what happened to him, but he seems like he's just given up.
That's how he's looked since everybody made fun of him for crying after losing to the Raptors. That's how he's looked on the
court. Can you imagine your season gets ended by a freak shot by Kawhi Leonard after you played your heart out for 7 games and then people on Twitter just relentlessly bully you for the rest of your career?
Right? Because you cried that one time.
Because you got emotional like, okay, over your season being over after everything you worked for goes down the drain in one shot.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, it's wild.
Well, anything else from you, my man, as we wrap?
I'm trying to think. There was something I wanted to bring up earlier, but I don't remember what it was. Big sad.
All right. Well, I'm sure our forces will collide again very soon. So.
Oh, without a doubt.
We gotta get another episode with you, me, and Miller. Got some conversations to have.
Oh, we really do. Well, are you sure you agree with that? Because you got very mad at us last time. Almost every time we're all in a call together.
That's true.
I know, it's always your laptop crashing, but we've talked about it. We've talked about it. Your laptop crashing. We've decided it's never actually crashed. It's just that you got sick of our bullshit and left.
It did.
Which is...
Hey, yo. I don't want to be under these allegations.
I know.
Guys.
No, dude, we get sick of our bullshit. Did you see this week's episode of my podcast?
I actually listened you to literally, all 3 hours of it.
Ugh.
I Let's was go. Doing a ton Wait, of driving.
So you heard us
yeah.
multiple times.
Yeah. I just... The thing...
After about an hour, we need to be done. And then fucking 4 hours later, here we still
yeah.
are.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. This is the last point I want to make. Is that it was just so funny to me, because it seemed like every hour the same conversation would start. And then it would spiral and spiral, and then it would just restart that same conversation the next hour. And then it would just spiral yep. and spiral, and you'd be like, oh, we've been here for 3 hours. We should probably wrap this up.
Right? It's wild.
Yeah.
That's just how we are, man.
But I gotta prepare myself for a 4-hour episode next time. We could be, but I'm a tired boy.
Okay, no, I gotta say this. If we do another long one with the three of us,
mm-hmm.
I hate to put it this way, but maybe it should be for my show.
Yes,
I think we will have less technical difficulties.
Yes. 100%.
I'm recording.
I hate my laptop. I hate my Chromebook.
I'm not trying to be rude.
With passion. No, I know.
I know that sounds kind of rude. That's not my goal here. It's just one of those, like.
You know, it absolutely is my laptop's fault. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that my Chromebook is the better option for your gaming PC.
Right? Your Chromebook, Miller's Chromebook. It's like, if we're doing one of those really long ones. Even if it's for one of your shows, I'll record it and send it to you.
Yeah, because my laptop is just like, and I'm like, oh, here we go. And it dies.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, God. But, don't worry. One day I will strike it rich, and I'll just buy you guys new laptops.
That'd
thanks,
man. New laptops, not PCs.
Yeah, you're welcome.
New laptops.
Well, okay. You're both still in college, dog.
That's true. Yeah.
Laptop makes so much more sense.
That's true.
You know, now if I don't strike it rich until after you're out of college, then
sure,
all right, we'll have a different conversation. But
trust me, when the three of us get jobs being on the Sunday Night Football broadcast. Miller's gonna be down the sidelines, or I'll be down the sidelines with you two in the booth, or whatever way we run it. We'll be the Sunday Night Football crew after they push.
We
out.
Just swap out.
Yeah.
Every quarter.
Every quarter.
We, the like, fourth one quarter, of us... we're all three just in the booth.
Yeah, and like the second quarter, we're all on the sideline. We're just like, oh, nobody's in the booth, guys.
Yeah.
Let's take it down to the sideline.
All right, back to you in the booth.
There's nobody in the
booth.
No
one. I guess we're staying here.
we're interviewing like all the like both head coaches at the same time. It's just like,
yes.
And then like
the don't
third,
worry,
the third guy is like interviewing like the equipment manager, just like.
Jesus. Well, as long as it'll be funny, you know, when we get to the point where we have a big enough show, we pay for an NFL rights deal, and then.
Like Pat
they take away our permission yeah. to use their logos and stuff.
Woo! Pat McAfee.
We can still use your footage, but not your logos. Cause
sure. What does that mean? Does that mean that if you post a clip, you can't have the scoreboard up, basically?
I don't know, dude. I don't know how that all works out. Though I do think part of it is probably on Pat.
Yeah.
Because my guess is the wording for whatever they were or weren't allowed to do they knew what it was and they probably did something wrong. Yeah. Whether it was a justifiable reason to take their ability away entirely, no idea. But
yeah. Actually, you know what? I want this to be my parting question to you, okay?
Okay.
Are you going to pay for the Twitter verification?
Oh god, no. No, the whole point of dude, they're fucking verification up so much. Like, the whole point of the way Twitter had been running verification was to make sure that the celebrity or the political figure
couldn't be
on Twitter. Right. Yeah. You can't get somebody in trouble because you're impersonating them.
Ballsack Sports can post whatever he wants. And he's legit.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But, like, the better way to handle verification would just be, even if you want to force people to pay for it, whatever, but have it be a thing where your verification, you actually have to submit your, like, actual ID and all of this information to make sure that you are you. And then I don't care how many people have the verification badge, but as long as there's only one verified The Geek Slays, as long as there's only one verified Jake Talk Sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then, man, you know, we know for sure who is who. Nobody can fake being somebody.
Right.
It's so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, you know, we need to end, but we definitely forgot to talk about the Commanders and, you know, how they're selling.
I don't have much to say, honestly. Like, it probably won't even end up happening.
It's going to happen, especially with the new, the U.S. Attorney General's.
I'm just glad that Snyder was the one investigating them.
Oh, he's not going to be. Like, he jumped out in front of it to make this happen. But I can bet you at the next owner's meeting, he's getting voted out anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So he's he has to sell no matter what. Because now we know you were messing with our money. Yeah, they're not going to like that. Us billionaires don't like you messing with their money, bud.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, he's gone. He's done.
Pretty much. It's over for Dan Snyder, unfortunately. Not unfortunately. Screw that guy. But, yeah.
Yeah. But, all right. I'm good.
All right, man. Well, thanks for being on. It was a blast. It was good talking to you after a little bit of a hiatus. But, yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll
appreciate
have you on or
me.
You'll have me on. But, yeah. Thanks for being on.
Appreciate it, man. You have a great night.
Yeah, you too. We'll see you later.
Later.